Brothers Murph Battle Royale. Christmas movies this winter shall determine which movie's on top. The favorite of Santa's workshop,
the ultimate podcast pits. Elf against Claus, Scrooge against Hobbs.
Will Ralphie come on top with Christmas story?
Will George Bailey step in to steal the glory?
Murph against Murph, tune in to see. You'll have to hear who it will be.
Murph against Murph, tune in to see. You'll have to hear who it will be.
Murph against Murph,
punching people in the face. This is a Christmas must hit.
So, good start.
Yeah, man, the finals are upon us, man. That was just a guttural warrior cry was let out. That's my battle howl. So I was like, I think that guy already got speared.
That would terrify me.
And then I play possum, and then I survive the war. I don't help win it, but I survive it.
That's true. It's all
that
matters.
Is the true victory. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the finale of the Brothers Murph Battle Royale Christmas edition.
Christmas Battle Royale.
Christmas is battling. Man, it's been a journey. We started with 8 movies, then we went down to 4. And last week was that was a battle, you guys. We all made good points. We all talked about amazing movies, but unfortunately, 2 had to go, and the people's choice made it so. And our finale will consist of 2 movies. Those movies being Scrooge, which will be argued by the wonderful Casey, and she has unfortunately recruited me as a partner.
Yep,
and we'll be leading. Yeah, I will. We're gonna be leading the Scrooge delegation. And on the other side of the aisle there, Nick's movie, Elf, made it on. Unfortunately, Die Hard had a hard death indeed, but will forever go down. It was very well argued, Dylan. And Dylan is going to use his debating prowess to help Nick win Elf, maybe. And we have a moderator.
Yes.
Hell yeah. We have a moderator for today, and his name is Carsonius Brown.
Hi, everybody.
That's Carson over there. He's going to be our moderator. He's a nice, unbiased middleman. He's seen both these movies. He likes both movies, but he's just an open book. And so it's going to be up to us to argue better. Whoever argues their movie better, guys, is going to be the true victor of the day. We'll win Christmas. So we are going to have some opening statements. We're going to be getting into some debate topics, and then I guess our fate will be decided. So I think, Carson, are we going to do a coin toss to begin to see who gets to open up first?
Yeah, let me get the Christmas penny out.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, pick sides.
Okay, what do you want, Casey, heads or tails?
Tails.
Okay, Scrooge is tails. What go ahead.
Unbiased coin flip.
Flip it. Oh, man, that's what is it?
Heads.
Heads. Do you guys want to go first or do you want us to go first?
Dylan, do you want to go first or do you want to defer?
Oh, let's go first, yeah.
All right, yeah, Elf, yeah. Going strong.
Okay.
So we're doing 1-minute opening statements?
Yes. 1-minute opening statements. Okay, I guess.
All right, your 1-minute opening statement starts now.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We appreciate you. We appreciate you and your lovely facial structure and lovely mind as well. Us of the Elf delegation, myself and Mr. Whitilius White, we've always loved this movie Elf, and we in our time here are going to prove to you that Elf really embodies the true meaning of Christmas. And we are going to also disprove that Scrooge embodies the true meaning of Christmas because it doesn't. Mr. White.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Good talk. That was me passing it to you, Dylan.
Dylan agrees. Okay. Dylan agrees.
20
sorry.
Seconds left. Okay. So we are going to do this through bullet points of proving the ways that what we believe the true meaning of Christmas to be and how Elf really just shows all of that. Every single one of them with its Christmas cheer and the beautiful rosy cheeks and then the just unbeatable spirit of Christmas.
Beautiful. Wow. Casey.
God, beat
your team.
That.
Starts now.
Okay. First, thank you, Mr. Moderator, for being here. I would also like to extend a great deal of gratitude to our combatants, Nicholas Murphy and Delonious White.
We want to extend a Christmas wreath over to you.
And we understand
to
that.
Say thank you for this battle. It has been a joy.
It's poison oak. Don't.
Yeah, during Christmas, things can get contentious. There can be a lot of argument and back and forth, and that's not in keeping of the true spirit of Christmas. And so, I just want to let you know that at the end of this debate, regardless of the victor, I think that Christmas has won out, and we've done our best to to really push forward the spirit of Christmas and remind us all what Christmas is all about. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity to give us that.
And we'll talk about Scrooge later, but we want this time to set, you know, a nice tone.
Right.
Really be kind to one another, because that's what Christmas is all about.
And that's what Scrooge would want. That's what Scrooge would want.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
All right. Okay, so I think we have kind of one main topic. Is that right, Mr. Moderator?
That is correct. You'll each be getting 2 minutes to start, and then you go from there.
2 minute opening statements making our arguments, I guess. We're right into it. So whenever you're ready, sir, go ahead and set us off.
Okay, so the question is, what does a Christmas spirit mean to you, and how does it apply to your movie? Make it the better one. 2 minutes starting now.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you again, Mr. Moderator. And to our other delegation. Cool. So thank you for the wonderful question. What is the true meaning of Christmas? Christmas is, again, completely embodied by Elf, and it is, we think that a couple different things. It is teaching you that it's okay to be yourself and to be true to your values. And we think that Elf really embodies that, especially Buddy the Elf embodies that just completely of really being okay with being yourself and really embodying Christmas as a whole, even when, you know, people around you don't feel the same way. Would you agree, Dylan?
I would absolutely agree. You know, I would go so far as to say that Buddy the Elf is one of the greatest heroes of Christmas. Buddy the Elf is someone who uses his individuality and creativity and absolute unabashed love for everyone and comes into a world where, to be honest, the entire world is full of Grinches, people that just aren't seeing this holiday season for as much as it could be. And Buddy the Elf is really the person there that shows them that there is a better way, that you can have fun again and sing, and you're singing, and it's beautiful because you're singing. That's all him right there. That's who he is. And to be honest, that's what Christmas is.
Yeah, and the Christmas is really just, it's believing in the spirit, believing you know, in everything about Christmas. And then on top of that, family, just really bringing family. And Buddy the Elf leaves his home, everything he's ever known, to go find his true family. And then when he does find them, he works extremely hard to convert, you know, everyone over to the Christmas and the Christmas spirit. And I think with it, again, body and Christmas spirit, and then family are the two things that make fit Christmas everything.
Okay, your 2 minutes is up, Casey. Team Scrooge, you have time starting now.
Okay, so we are arguing Scrooge, which is a musical version of A Christmas Carol. And we think that the message, the spirit of Christmas to us, is the importance of charity and goodwill towards all humankind.
That's right.
And in that comes kindness, being with family, and really embodying the Christmas spirit every day of the year.
Absolutely. Taking it beyond just one day a year or 1 month a year. It's about something that lives within you at all times. And that's what Scrooge does best. Is we see a true transformation, a restoration of faith that that we see someone carry with them through the rest of their days. And I think that's the thing that we have to keep in mind, is that it really is, it's about a changing of the way you live your life. Everyone can be charitable one day a year. You know, it's harder to make a change for 365. And that's what Scrooge does best.
And Scrooge is the one who goes through this journey with us. He isn't somebody who already believes. He's someone who gets transformed by Christmas and the Christmas spirit to become a believer and really take us through becoming anti-Christmas to becoming the biggest supporter of Christmas that there is. So as the protagonist of the story, he's someone that goes through a change and chooses the Christmas spirit and doesn't have it forced upon him.
That's right.
That's all we have to say. We don't need our 2 minutes. We made our point.
We're set.
Ambitious.
Ooh, nice and ambitious.
Okay, so Team Elf, they said they just ended with Christmas spirit being forced. How would you respond to the fact that they say that the Christmas is being forced onto in the Elf movie.
Well,
I don't think. Sorry, go ahead.
Can
Dylan.
I take that for a second?
Yes, please. By all means.
I think that if any movie,
you bring up Carl, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, I think that if any movie deals with the idea of Christmas being forced on you, it is actually Scrooge. He doesn't actually have a choice there. The ghosts are coming to him for Christmas. There, that's not something that he wanted. In fact, he's actively against that. Force is very much a part of Scrooge and that story. Elf, on the other hand, isn't force. He just desperately wants people to understand what Christmas is. He comes from a very different culture. And what you see in Elf is far more about reaching cultural understandings between the people of New York and the people of the North Pole, right there. You could equate it far more to someone of different countries coming together. So there's absolutely no force that comes from that.
Did we get a chance to respond?
Yes, I'll save what I was going to say for the next one. You may respond.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dylan. And good Nick. Point, Dylan and Nick. Good point, but Scrooge, yes, the ghost, he does not want to see the ghosts of Christmas spirit because he is thoroughly anti-Christmas when this movie starts.
Right.
But he is visited by these ghosts because he is given the chance to make a change. Chooses one way or the other whether he wants to make that change in his life. Either he can choose to be the same man, have his chain of life grow longer and longer and longer until he is kind of just becomes Marley, really, but worse, or can go the alternate path that Christmas has been shown to him. Versus an elf or a human raised by elves who was brainwashed from a small child to just believe that Christmas is all that there is to life.
He had no choice.
He was just brought up by elves, raised to believe in Christmas. He didn't get to choose to believe in Christmas. That was forced upon him by his environment.
And then in the tender middle of his life, he is cast away, shunned.
He's not cast away or taken, shunned. Right. Are you kidding
taken,
me?
He's taken to New York to spread propaganda about Christmas.
Propaganda is what it is, and not choosing to believe in the spirit of Christmas like Scrooge does.
I was joking about, I was being hyperbolic, but Buddy was never given a choice. He was brought into a certain life, and that was it.
Guys,
but I think...
Okay, Team Elf, one second. So for Team Scrooge, would you not say that most Americans are not, they don't have a choice in believing in Christmas. They are brought up just like Elf is, believing in Santa Claus and the Christmas traditions. So how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think there is a very strong culture of Christmas in our country.
Absolutely.
But that being said, we all choose the traditions that we want to celebrate within that world. We don't have to say, oh, you are an elf. You have to believe in this, this, and this. These are the rules of Christmas. This is how you spread Christmas cheer. We get to form our own opinions about how we go about doing that and how we live in the Christmas spirit, if we want to at all. We can choose Hanukkah. We can choose Kwanzaa.
That's embodied even within Christmas. Everybody has specific Christmas traditions that they do every year. Certain people open presents on Christmas Eve. Certain people open Christmas morning. Certain people have certain meals on Christmas. Everyone has made it their own. And that's something that's still very much we choose to do, and we choose to participate in how we do. Our family, a lot of times on Christmas Day, go to the movies. We're those people, you know, and everyone has their different thing. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah.
But Buddy doesn't choose. He does the elf's version of Christmas. He doesn't have his own Christmas traditions. He does Santa's Christmas traditions.
But even then, two things. One, he does choose. He chooses to leave and then go find his family. And then on top of that, so he does choose. And once he gets there, he can always just choose to not continue with his life. And he does. And on top of that, like, he's only in New York for like 3 days. So in terms of like finding new ways to celebrate Christmas and new Christmas traditions, I don't think we're really given enough time. But on top of that, I don't really think Scrooge has a choice. It's because the Ghost of Christmas Present, this is something that I've always had a problem with, introduces him to the bottle and teaches him that all you ever can do is drink away your problems. Is really alcoholism a good choice? He just gives him a bunch of liquor, and then all of a sudden he's really happy, he loves everything. Sure, you have problems, drink them away. That's what we want to teach our children.
It sounds like you haven't really watched the movie, Nick.
Pretty sure I have.
Because he drinks the milk of human kindness, but when the Ghost of Christmas Present wants him to be cognizant and pay attention to a situation, he says, no, Scrooge, you cannot have this because this is important and you need to see it as it is. Okay. Tiny Tim and the Cratchits. Rewatch that scene if you need more clarification.
Okay.
If we want to get into the Cratchits, we'll get into that.
Team Elf, please. Okay. I'll segue now. I'll ask a question. Let's talk about post change Scrooge. Let's talk about Scrooge after he's been reformed and elf, who embodies the spirit better at, you know, it's a small part of the movie, but I'll open this to team elf right now. Who do you think it embodies the spirit of Christmas more, the Scrooge after the final ghost or elf during the whole movie?
I think Buddy the Elf does, honestly, but I will admit it's probably pretty close there by the end of it, honestly. And I think it's because, again, he changes. I think he has a bigger task ahead of him. Because, again, Scrooge is only one person who has to change. He has to change, for the most part, an entire city of New York, which is like 8 million people or so. And he does that by getting everyone to sing Christmas cheer and to get Christmas spirit alive and believing again. And so I think, in terms of just sheer people he has to convert, he does it better. I think he has a bigger task and he completes it bigger. Whereas Scrooge, I think if you're trying to embody Christmas spirit, I think that, you know, he does it to his neighborhood and that's really great and everything like that. But I don't think it's quite on the same scale.
Okay. So one quick question. It'll be really quick before team Scrooge is allowed to rebuttal. Do you think if Scrooge were given the technology that Elf had with the broadcasting system that he'd be able to, spread the same?
Probably.
Okay. Then I'll team Scrooge. Go.
Thank you. I just want to, you know, I don't want to say that either transformation is not extraordinary or that the Christmas morning is not important in either film, but I want to say Elf is about one man trying to convert a disillusioned people, but we don't really get to see those people very much. We're focused on the perspective of a hero, the person who's already converted. Scrooge is the opposite. Scrooge is the non-believer. Scrooge is us, if you think about it. We're constantly warring with this loss of innocence, these loss of ideals, loss of charitable giving. So Scrooge is the people. He's all those people in New York. Okay, so we take that and we flip it. So we focus right on the problem and we get to see the transformation. So I'd say that the transformation of one is a greater, because we get to see it step by step. We get to see the whole process. And at the end, this person is now, you know, so jubilant, now sees what Christmas is really all about. And so it's a way for us to follow. We see what happens if we continue down a certain path. We see what happens if we do embrace Christmas and take that in. I think that's the important thing to focus on.
Okay. Team Elf, would you like to rebut?
Yeah, I think that, although I think you make a good point, the Scrooge delegation talking about, like, again, you get to see it. I think it's beneficial to see it from both sides. And I do like the Scrooge because you get to see it more in depth. But I don't think that argument is completely valid, because you do have a Scrooge. One of the main characters in Elf is a Scrooge type character with James Caan. He's the one who we get to see make the transfer. Although he's not the main character, the pivotal character of the entire story, we still get to see that in that movie. We still get to see the transformation. Again, it's not quite as in depth. You don't get to go through all the different stuff, but, like, again, we do get to see that. And so I think that it's, I think that your point is kind of invalid because we still have that in our movie. Dylan.
And can I jump in here as well? You know, you say that Buddy is the main character in Elf, and he is, but that relationship between him and his dad is the pivotal relationship of Elf. Now, he meets lots of other people in New York, and all of them have major Grinch-like tendencies. You know, Zooey Deschanel just trying to get through the holidays. She doesn't value it or anything like that. But that relationship between him and his dad, where his dad not wanting anything to do with him, is so significant to the film that you really can't say that you don't see that transformation there. When his dad finally does sing, that's a powerful moment in that film, and that's what finally gets Santa's sleigh running again. You know, his dad they dwell on his dad's former life and the life that he wanted and the ambitions that he had. And then he finds himself living in fear. And Buddy's lesson to him is to stop living in fear and start living for that cheer. And that is such a significant moment.
You rehearsed that.
Elf.
Okay. Thank you. Now, team.
Wait. Can we respond?
That's just like real brief.
Team Scrooge.
I just want to say the James Caan transformation is good, but I don't think James Caan is transforming to believing in Christmas. James Caan makes a choice at the end to believe in his son, and that's different, and it's important.
But Buddy is Christmas.
Doesn't matter, though. He's doing it for Buddy. He's not doing it for Christmas. He's not doing it for Santa. He's not doing it for that. He's doing it for his son.
Okay. Well, then I'll ask you, what of the scene when he is standing at the sleigh, James Caan, with Santa Claus, and you can see the expression on his face that he is in belief of Santa Claus and the Christmas
spirit. I'd love to take that. So the idea of Christmas should be believing is seeing, right? Not seeing is believing. James Caan, that expression comes on his face when he sees Santa's sleigh, when he sees Santa Claus in Central Park. Not because he believed in Santa before that moment, because he saw it happen. In Scrooge, theoretically, this all happens in his mind and he's a crazy person who goes on a journey with a bunch of ghosts. No one sees him but Scrooge and these ghosts. Nobody knows. He is believing in something that he is not seeing. He is not seeing Christmas spirit brought to him. He is getting Christmas spirits that are coming to his life, but they're showing him things in his past and his life. He's not seeing some extraordinary Santa Claus or baby Jesus coming to tell him, you better believe. He's choosing because he believes before he sees and makes that change. Not the whole city of New York seeing Santa's sleigh cry or seeing Santa's book. They don't believe until they start reading Santa's book over the air. That's seeing and believing. Not believing is seeing.
It's literally the death.
I need to respond to this.
It's the death of Christmas when you think about it. It's the fall because we now go beyond a point of no return. There will be, it's the death of innocence. It's the death of believing and imagination because now we live, if you think about it, Elf, if you were to do a sequel, we live in a post belief society where everything must be seen. Not to mention the impending invasion of the North Pole that the Americas would definitely do. And that's what I'm saying is now we've lost that forever. The moment that Santa has to literally fly above everybody showing himself off to get, you know, afloat.
Okay. All right. Team Elf rebuttal. You're allowed.
Dylan, you want to say something?
Delonious.
I would love to. So Casey mentioned that part of the issue with Elf is that seeing is believing for James Caan, that he doesn't believe until he sees Santa. But what she forgets is the reason why he's in Central Park in the first place. He's in Central Park to reunite with his son. He's going out there to search for his son. And at this point in the story, he's not seeing Christmas yet. He's going up there still thinking that Buddy is crazy, but he's going to go find him because he's his son and he realizes that he loves him. And I'm sorry, but if you're trying to tell me that that is not important because that's just a family relationship, that's not a Christmas relationship, then you've missed the very foundation of Christmas. It is about that family right there and that family dynamic. He's converted not because he saw Santa Claus. He's converted by the love for his son. And that's what makes Christmas.
Well, again, that is what we just said, that it is more a love story between a father and son than a Christmas kind of change that happens within somebody. But I agree that Christmas is a lot about family. But if you're going to make the argument that Buddy reaches more people and then the same argument that the whole story is based on a relationship with his father, that seems pretty contradictory. You can't say he reaches more people in New York and yet his dad is changed by him. It's got to be one or the other. Either
why does it have to be one or the other? We can't do both.
Because no, people in New York are reached by seeing. They're not reached by believing.
But even then, maybe I don't his even dad think is that's reached necessarily by a believing. Horrible okay. thing. Like, okay. Why is that such a bad thing?
Because
like,
the point of Christmas belief is seeing. Not seeing is believing.
Finish your point, and then I'll allow a rebuttal. You finish?
No. I just think that you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say his dad believes in Buddy. And so it doesn't matter that he doesn't believe in Christmas because family is the meaning. But then the city of New York has to see Santa Slade to start believing.
But see, even then, like, you make this argument that Scrooge, like, no one can see all. He's according to him, he's just a crazy guy. But the guy who's making the change is seeing things. He's seeing the Christmas past and present and future. He's seeing them. And the only reason he starts to believe is because he sees what his future becomes. And then he makes the change. So this whole seeing is believing argument, it's you're going into your own movie. All he does is see his own future. And on top of that, like, what's wrong with seeing stuff? Like, what's wrong with seeing Santa sleigh and going like, all right, I mean, hell, you're one of your main movies, and we're talking about this, but the whole Santa Claus movie, it's like, that's that entire movie as well. It's like,
that's why I didn't make it to the final.
But I don't think like the whole argument of like, just because they believe now because they saw it, like, I don't think that's really valid. I mean, I think that's how we believe in a lot of different things. A lot of science is based around evidence. Not just like
that's science. We're talking about Christmas magic and Christmas.
But I'm just talking about just believing in things in general is based around evidence, not just like, oh, I just blindly believe in this. And so I think I think that's fine. No, but no, that's fine. That's fine. I think
I need to rebut.
No, but again, that's your meaning of Christmas. You guys are talking about something different.
Okay, yeah, but so what is the point? I do believe we've all discussed how important it is to have a restoration of faith in a movie. Faith is not based on science. Faith is not based on evidence. Faith is based on your beliefs. Okay. Tell that to the millions of people who believe in different things across the world. And I think that in this debate, you know, I don't want to get into politics very much, but you can't talk about Christmas. We can talk about Santa all day long. You can't talk about Christmas without talking about its religious roots. And Scrooge is a bridge between the secular and religious roots that Christmas comes from. He wears a Santa suit in the movie. He talks about Santa. He loves Santa. But Dickens also says that Christmas is about children, and let us not forget the child that it all started from. So I think we can talk about Scrooge as really bridging the gap between secular and religious beliefs in Christmas, and you know how important both of those are in our understanding of Christmas today.
Okay, well then I in response to that, I have a question for Team Elf. You're talking about one religion. And you mentioned applying to all backgrounds, ethnicities, religions, genders. How would you respond to what they just said on the fact that it's based off of one religion, as opposed to bridging the gap between all religions? Christmas comes from one source and is not relatable to a lot of the world's population.
So how does Elf? Go ahead, Dylan.
Okay, I'm sorry, but to me that focus, because like I was raised on Christmas my entire life, right there. You know, I grew up with Christmas. I had the Christmas tree and everything like that. But my family's not Christian at all. The Christian element to it never related to me. And so when I see that in Scrooge, all I think is this is another way that people are cutting off Christmas to the rest of society. Elf really is inclusive with this use of Christmas. And you know what? Maybe that is the way that the holiday evolved and everything like that, but that's not my holiday right there. That's not the way that I see Christmas at all. If you want to talk about the religion and faith and everything like that, to me, Christmas is goodwill towards all men. That's important, but the religious roots to it, honestly, not as important as Santa Claus and the reindeer and the elves and the North Pole. There's new mythologies that creep up every single day, and we use them to inform our lives. But yeah, that religious side of Scrooge does absolutely nothing for me.
Well, and I will say, and to back up my point, Scrooge, the movie, does not have religious overtones. It has themes that most Christmas movies do, because...
That's true.
But in the text of A Christmas Carol, yes, maybe there are a few mentions to Christianity. Scrooge itself, the movie we're talking about, does not talk about Jesus, Christianity, anything like that. It talks about goodwill towards all, humankind, living the spirit of Christmas every day. So while I think we can say that it appeals to a part of Christmas that is undeniable, that helped form Christmas, the movie itself transcends boundaries or lines because it doesn't. It takes a story that is based on a certain thing and makes it applicable to all.
This question will be for Team Elf to start. Which movie, in your opinion, better represents contemporary society as opposed to a Norman Rockwell idealized Christmas that is represented in movies like Scrooge? Which movie fits better with contemporary society?
I mean,
the message behind it.
I would very definitely argue that Elf fits a lot better for contemporary society. You know, some of the issues of, like, Christmas Carol is a really old story. And Scrooge as an adaptation of Christmas Carol is a story that we've seen countless times before, but it's a story that's very much rooted in sort of Victorian London. It's a story that doesn't really communicate that much about contemporary society anymore. The issues that we find in a lot of contemporary society around the world around Christmas are issues focused in our obsession with consumerism and how we balance that with actual Christmas cheer and goodwill towards all. You see a lot of that in the mall where Buddy works and his insistence that they spread Christmas cheer even at the expense of getting in trouble with management. You know, that's a story that I think relates directly to the way that we look at Christmas today, and it's one of the reasons why he is an inspirational figure.
Okay, I'll, Team Scrooge.
That's a great point, and I do think that Elf really does touch a lot on the commercialism of Christmas that we see today.
Right.
That Scrooge doesn't, because that wasn't a word in the vocabulary back in when this movie was made. But that being said, Christmas is not, it shouldn't be commercial. It shouldn't be, right? And so even though your movie does make statements, your movie would agree with that statement, but a lot of it is about toys, about making Etch-a-Sketches, about working at Gimbel's. Scrooge is not about commercialism, but how can you argue that poverty is not an issue that we deal with every day today? You see it on the streets. We live in a very income inequality world. And that is where the roots of this story came from, because Dickens saw the insane income inequality created by the Industrial Revolution, saw the poverty of children, and said, we have to do something about this. And what can I do but use my words and spread this message that we need to be kind to children and treat those who are impoverished, not on an individual basis, but as a society, we need to recognize them and lift them up. Poverty is something that is a very important issue today, probably more important than the commercialism of Christmas, I would argue. And I think A Christmas Carol really touches on how can we help those less fortunate than us.
Yeah, and Dickens was embodying that Christmas spirit in writing this tale. He saw it as a necessary, you know, a feat that he had to accomplish, because there's kids who don't get a Christmas because they have to go work in this, you know, horrible conditions in a newly industrializing world. So he said, okay, I'm going to help create something that really changed our customs and our cultures about Christmas morning and taking time for family
coming
together for children.
It's Christmas, not about, the children. And
yeah.
And there's a Mother's Day, there's a Father's Day. Christmas is a day for children, and Christmas Carol helped cement that in our society.
Okay. I'll turn it over to Team Elf now to respond to that.
I agree. And I do agree that, like, Christmas is about children, and that, I do like that Christmas Carol as a whole just deals with poverty. But one thing I do like about Elf in that respect is you deal with a lot of people who kind of, again, aren't really into Christmas, but are just kind of doing stuff just to get by. That's one thing. It was one of the reasons why I like Zooey Deschanel's character really, really a lot in Elf, is because, again, you can tell she just doesn't really care. She's kind of like this like neutral person, and you can tell she's just doing this job just to get by. But I do like that in terms of, like, relating to people, like, everyday kind of contemporary society. I do think that is also a good thing to show, is, like, people who aren't, like, down in the dumps, which I do think is very, very important to show. But I do like the fact that it's also just showing people kind of going through the motions. And I think that kind of shows speaks to a lot of people in today's society. It's, like, again, not the crazy poor, but just, like, just doing it to get by.
Okay. But Team Scrooge.
I just wanted to say one thing about something that Scrooge does on Christmas morning that's really good, and it's specific to the Scrooge version, is that he goes to his debtors. He's all these people are indebted to Scrooge. They all owe money to Scrooge, and he's very miserly again. He goes and basically says he's going to forgive everyone's debts. He's going to restructure everything. He's redistributing wealth to all, because he realizes that he's, you know, for Victorian England, this 1%, and he wants to level the playing field and bring everybody up. And, like, that's again, such a true charitable act. And he's thinking of the greater good for everybody. And that's just something we don't see as much in Elf. I mean, we see people transform and everything, but Elf, I think, is a movie that speaks better to contemporary audiences because it was made today. You know what I mean? It's made in our generation's time. Whereas if you look at Scrooge or Christmas Carol, it's a nice reminder of maybe what we should be getting back to, what we should be carrying forward with us in terms of taking care of each other, you know, and like certain things, like when he goes to his debtors and relieves their debts, there's something that rings very powerfully for today because we do have a lot of income inequality. We have a lot of debt issues and everything. So it's kind of interesting that you go to a movie from 1970 and it really speaks to us today from the past.
And that's from Scrooge specifically, not A Christmas Carol. That doesn't happen in the story. Scrooge adds that because it's an important part of the movie.
Yeah, that's a great part of the movie.
Okay, so now we're on, we're getting more scientific on what makes a good Christmas movie, a good Christmas movie. So I'll ask Elf, how do you think the use of Christmas symbols in the movie, is it just opposed to musicals? I mean, there's, you know, the snowman and the very contemporary holiday decorations, or, you know, the Christmas sleigh. What do you think... I'd like you to argue on the Christmas symbols of the movie.
Like how they affect people, or like
how does it influence the general spirit of the movie itself?
I think it does. I mean, it's a very, in terms of like Christmas movie, I think Elf scored the highest in terms of our rubric. Like it's very Christmassy. Like it has trees and decorations and everything. And I think Buddy the Elf uses that very effectively, like the actual decorations and symbols of Christmas. I mean, when he spends all night working in Gimbel's to transform it into this like winter wonderland, when the kids come in, they're very happy. They love it. He does the same thing at his own home. And so using like the symbols of Christmas, I think he does a very, very good job of using that to help boost the Christmas spirit. And so I think Buddy the Elf knocks it out of the park.
I would also add to that.
But Dylan finished before.
I would also add to that that Elf dwells a lot and creates a world almost entirely based off of contemporary Christmas iconography. You know, when he's in the North Pole, the snowman and everything is a reflection of those old stop motion cartoons that we all knew growing up from Christmas. And every single scene that you see in Elf with Buddy or the North Pole or anything like that is in a very clever way reflected on the sort of Christmas that we kind of came up with. It felt like the magic that contemporary Christmas is supposed to be if you were imagining it with the eyes of a child.
Okay, team.
Okay, Scrooge. Final point, I promise. But a lot of the contemporary symbols of Christmas were created from A Christmas Carol. Literally, Queen Victoria and A Christmas Carol from Charles Dickens and a book by Washington Irving 20 years earlier helped cement the idea of a Christmas tree in your home, helped cement the idea of celebrating Christmas morning with your family, Christmas Eve dinners. Those things were created in our movie. So yeah, sure, Buddy does a great job showing that contemporarily, but where'd they come from? Christmas Carol.
Casey, not Scrooge. Casey, can easily I respond Christmas to that, Carol. Though?
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. You can.
Because you're not arguing A Christmas Carol. You are arguing the very specific movie of Scrooge. Scrooge,
which has the Scrooge, greatest depiction of Christmas morning of any
Scrooge
movie that has ever
not
been created.
Invent those, though. You cannot claim credit for Scrooge inventing those.
But you can say that the source material for our movie influenced the source material for your movie. That's undeniable.
But you're
sure,
not
but
arguing
ultimately,
the
you're still
material.
Arguing the movie
you're
Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Yeah, but the movie Scrooge takes those Christmas traditions that were created by A Christmas Carol and embodies them in the most jubilant Christmas morning that has ever existed on screen.
It is very jubilant.
It
and
does.
We're talking specifically about
Scrooge.
The movie.
This version of A Christmas Carol has the best turnaround, the most joy spread for the whole city. It's not just him going to the Cratchits and then his nephew. He goes to the whole city and makes them join in song because everybody is so excited. And again, the source material can't be disregarded when you talk about the movies that are made, and the use of the source material in our movie specifically spreads Christmas cheer and symbols of Christmas in a way that no other version of Christmas Carol does.
Okay. Well, then I will go back to the original question. What does the Christmas spirit mean to you, and how does it apply to your movie? So I'm getting some mixed themes on the definition of the Christmas spirit. So I'll ask Elf again, now that you've had this chance to debate, what do you think is, if you could quickly sum up, the Christmas spirit, what would it be?
I think the Christmas spirit is, again, believing and embodying the Christmas spirit, which again is giving, is kindness, and all those things. And then I think on top of that is family.
Okay, and Scrooge, I'll let you respond to that.
I agree with everything Nick said, and again, the Christmas spirit is charity, goodwill, kindness, spending time with the people you love, which is embodied in Scrooge as well. It's, you know, an elf, yes, but he go the very end scene is him having dinner with his nephew that he has never done before. That is him coming together with his family. That is him getting a new family with the Cratchits and Tiny Tim and the community around him. So it's bringing your community together, your family together, kindness, love, charity for all, and keeping that spirit every day of the year.
Absolutely. And I also think, just to tack on, it's very sweet that when Scrooge turns around, and remember, he's been Scrooge in it for a while, that the community turns right around and embraces mm-hmm. him back. They see the transformation, and they, because this person has transformed so greatly, that they are even taken aback, and they become better people for it, because they had been rude to Scrooge, and deservedly so, but they decide to embrace him, because that's in keeping with the real spirit is coming together.
Okay, then I'll give each team 1 minute to close, to say whatever they'd like to say, and I'll start with Team Elf.
So Elf might be the newest Christmas movie that we had on the list, but I think that it has become very, very much iconic, both by building up on the iconography of old and giving us a new fun-loving character in Buddy the Elf that's going to turn all the Grinches in New York into loving Christmassy folks. What I love about Elf is this sort of play that's involved in every single moment of that movie. The sort of idea that it's silly and fun, and this is for children, and this is a Christmas movie as well, because Christmas is about children and family and everyone coming together and spreading Christmas cheer. And I just think that Elf hits all of those points so beautifully in a way that while A Christmas Carol does, Scrooge itself is somewhat lacking.
Okay.
Fair enough. In closing, I'll just say that Scrooge, I think, really is an underrated, underappreciated version of A Christmas Carol. It's one that not many people know of, which is why we decided to talk about it, because it really does stay true to the form, but also in the addition of music, it heightens a story that already is probably the strongest base for Christmas traditions. And they take it, and they take it to the next level using some modern technology for the time. And again, the incorporation of music. And Elf is a great modern day classic. It's going to be in our lives for a long time. I just would like to remind you that A Christmas Carol has been being retold time and time again for a reason. And Scrooge is over 40 years old now, and still so many things that we see in that movie, so many themes about, you know, coming together, money, not chasing, you know, financial success, are things that are all the more important today. So a movie from the past can still be so relevant, I think, is very powerful. Okay. And yeah, all right. Christmas spirit.
Your minutes are up. That concludes the debate.
Damn, that got wholesome and real, man.
Yeah, that was like,
thank you, Mr. Moderator, with the killer questions. Yeah. Like, geez,
he's asking some
love
things.
It. I was just like, something else. I was like, ouch, I don't know. That was awesome. Good. I loved it. Yes, thank you so much, Carson.
Yeah, those were Carson hardball Brown. With Carson Brown.
I know, I loved it. It was great. Killing the
tell
moderator.
Me what Christmas means. I don't
tell me right now.
Funny things, singing and spirit.
I just love the Christmas spirit.
I just love Santa. thank you, Carson. I hope that did we do a good enough job? I mean, I feel like we made good points, but you as a moderator, did we sway you in
excellent
any one
job.
Way? You guys were yes, crap.
You did. I...
You're saying him specifically? Like you
everyone did.
Did
a
thank you.
Everyone else did horrible except for Mike.
No, everyone did an excellent job. And I had to say, based on the argument alone, I would give it to Scrooge. I would give the argument to Scrooge because I have seen both movies and I love both movies. And I was not going to lie, I was swaying in Elf's direction, but they turned the tide. Damn. And I think they argued... better on the fundamentals of the Christmas spirit, and I think Scrooge is the winner.
Woo! It's been a long journey to get to this point.
Christmas time is here. That was my new song. That was my victory song.
It's great.
I started with a war cry and ended with a victory song.
Oh, man. Guys, I really think that everybody is a winner in this. No, I do.
In closing, I just want to say that everyone's a winner.
Everybody's a winner because all the movies are great. And if this brings more people to see, watch A Christmas Carol, because I think not many people watch it anymore. It's like the story everyone knows, that then no one ever watches the versions of it that exist. If more people watch this movie, I think we're going to have a better world because of it.
Absolutely.
Any version of it. And Elf as well. I mean, that's going to be watched no matter what.
Right. Yep. But you guys did a good thing of taking Elf deeper, because it's a movie that's so fun.
It's very fluffy.
You can enjoy it on a surface level. But it really does have deeper meaning, and it really is more special than maybe even people give it credit for. Because they're like, oh, it's funny when like Will Ferrell sings and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, it is, but it's also a great Christmas movie as really well. Is. So thank you for bringing your arguments.
You know, it's funny because like I had never really taken Elf like that seriously. I thought it was like a fun Christmas movie. But like,
this whole thing was nice.
Watching it again,
really analyze things.
Watching it again, I had like a genuine emotional reaction to it. And like, I was
nice. It's so good.
Yeah, so it hurt me to try to tear it down, but I mean, we had to.
I loved all the movies in the podcast, all of them. Like, it was so hard for me to try to argue against, like, Love Actually and It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, Casey.
Even Die Hard. I'm sorry, I wasn't a believer, and now I've seen it. I love the movie. I'm not sure that it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time, but I love the movie, Dylan, and you did that.
Yes.
You did that.
Dylan did that.
Casey, how could you have excluded Jingle All the Way and Holiday in Handcuffs?
We're going to do this next year, so we had to save some for next year.
Excellent movie.
Yes.
But
I think that's going to be it, you guys. Thank you so much for going on this journey with us. We know it was kind of a crazy experiment. We wanted to do something a little different, and we had a blast doing this. I really hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. Thank you so much. This is just going to be a reminder. We're going to take a week or so off for Christmas so you guys can go enjoy basically telling your family why all of our movies are amazing and explaining and teaching them all about the podcast. If you want to get your family into the podcast, you can please check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, all of your different apps that you might want to use. You can find us there. Feel free to give us a rating. We'd love that on a Christmas morning, a nice 5-star rating for our show. Again, on iTunes, you can find that. Thank you very much.
The best Christmas gift you could give
is a 5-star rating. Please help us out.
Just do it.
So again, we're going to see you guys in the new year. Right after the new year, we're going to begin again, and we're going to be off and running. We have a ton of guests lined up, so it's going to be a really guest-heavy start to the year. It's going to be super cool. We might have a little something brewing for Valentine's Day. That, again, will be dealing with certain types of movies. So stay tuned for that. And I guess for now, I have been Michael Lee Murphy.
I'm Nick Murphy.
Casey Brown.
Dylan White.
And our moderator was
Carson Brown.
And I guess it's us wishing you a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
I don't know. I don't know.